The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Daf Pei. The Gemara discusses the shita of Rav, that somebody who gets the simone sris, he can become a godol mafreya. Rav Shit is not a sris to mafreya, and it's possible for somebody that at a certain point in time we're not sure if he's a godol. Later on, when he gets the simone sris, then we know that he was already considered a godol, or pialoch, he was a godol, and he was chayv mitzvahs from the time that he was 13 years old. Taisa says, what's the difference in halacha, whether we consider him that he was considered a gadol mafreya or not? Of course, from now on we consider him a gadol and he's chayv in mitzvahs, but on the time before, if we weren't sure whether he was going to become a gadol or not, so anyways, he was going to keep mitzvahs. So Taisa says that the chiddush, this that we say that it becomes a sris l'mafreya, Taisa says, the loki al chayv sha'achal. And Taisa says that not only do we say that it was aser for him to eat chaylev and do any of the averis from after he turns 13, because it's possible, it's quite possible that he will be revealed later on that he was always a gadol at the time. So he says that he will also receive malchus for the averis that he did during that time period. And if he had eaten chaylev after he turned 13, and later on we discover that he became a sris and he became a gadol l'mafreya, so he will be chayv malchus. However, Taisa says the problem is that in order for someone to be chayv malchus, the halacha is that he has to be a mezid. He has to have willfully been over the aver. In order to be considered a mezid, the halacha is that the edim first must give the person hasra. They have to warn him that what he's doing, what he's about to do, is an aver. And if he doesn't listen to them and he performs the aver and he eats the chaylev, then he will become chayv malchus. Says Taisa that the Gemara in many places has a concept, actually a machlokes amiroim. What is the halacha if somebody gives a hasra safek? He tells somebody that what you're about to do might be asr. He doesn't say that the thing that you're about to do is definitely an avera. The thing you're about to do is the safek avera. We're not sure right now if what you're doing is an avera or if what you're doing is not an avera. Taisa says, the Gemara gives an example, that somebody is not sure who his father is. The halacha is that someone who hits his father is chayiv malchus. So the halacha is that there's two people, and one of them is his father, and we don't know, and no one knows which one is considered his father. So if he hits one and then he hits the other, he cannot become chayiv, because that is considered a hasra safik. And according to one in Amiroim, hasra safik is not a hasra. Because when you tell him that he's not allowed to hit this person because it might be his father, we're not sure whether what he's doing is clearly an avera. And therefore, it's considered a hasra safik. And there's a machlokes if hasra safik is considered a hasra or not. So Taisa says over here, when this person who is between the age of 13 and 20 eats chaylev, at the time that he eats the chaylev, we can give him hasra. We can say, don't eat this chaylev because it's aser, and if you eat it, you'll get malchus. But we're not 100% sure that he's a gadol. If he's not considered a gadol, then he's not chayim malchus. Therefore, when they give him the hasra, that hasra is hasra sofik. It's a hasra that maybe what you're doing is an avera. It says Taisis, according to the opinion of those who say that hasra sofik is not a good hasra, it's not a valid hasra, and he won't be able to chayim malchus. So how can we say that the chiddush of Rav is that he gets malchus mafreya on the chaylev that he ate? So Taisus answers that this is not considered a hasra sofik. Taisus says, if at the time we weren't sure whether what he was doing is an avera, and we gave him hasra, he was given hasra, and he went ahead and he was over the avera, and now after the fact we discovered that at the time the action that he did was clearly an avera, so Taisus, if hashtamir gloy mo lamafreya, now it was revealed that lamafreya at the time the avera was 100% avera and the hasra was a 100% good hasra, that's good enough. Even if at the time that the Averu and was performed and the Hasra was given, we were not sure whether the Hasra was good. That's not considered a Hasra Safik. The Shagas Aryeh says that apparently there is a Taisus in Ksuvis that disagrees with this concept, that disagrees with the Taisus over here. Taisus in Ksuvis on Daf Tezvava Menal says that even according to the Mando Amar, who holds that Hasra Sopik is considered a Hasra, that's only considered a Hasra if at the time that the Hasra was given, it is known that there's it's possible that the action that the person is about to do will definitely become Chayiv in Malkus or in Misa, whatever the Hasra is, whatever the Avera is. If at the time that the Hasra is given, we don't know for sure that there is a possibility. If at the time that the Isser is performed and the Hasra is given, it's not clear that eventually this will end up being an Aveira, says Taisus, that cannot be considered a Hasra that somebody will become Chayiv upon. Says the Shagas Aryeh that it would seem that our Taisus over here in Yevamos does not agree with Taisus in Ksuvos, because Taisus over here in Yevamos says that this is considered a good Hasra if we give a Hasra on somebody not to eat Chayiv because we're not sure today if he's a Gadol or not, and we don't know for sure if we will ever be sure if today he will actually become a Gadol or Mafreya or not. It's only after the fact that we can discover that at the time he really was a Gadol. And Taisus says that's considered a good Hasra. And Taisus, this is the opposite of Taisus in Ksuvos, who says that at the time of the Hasra it has to be known that eventually it could come to be a Chiyav Adai. The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin Halacha Dalet, the same idea we found in the Rabbi Chanan says in Kavis Aris, or here in Yevamos in Simen Pei, Ois Beis, they address the Shagas Aryeh's problem and they say that there is no discrepancy, there's no machloikis between Taisus over here in Yevamos and Taisus in Ksuvos. Taisus in Ksuvos is discussing a case of Zorik Evan Legav. Taisus is discussing a case where somebody takes a stone and he throws it into a group of people, and it's not clear, some of the people in the group are Jewish and some of them are not Jewish. And halacha is that he's only going to be Chayiv Misa for the Isser of Ritzicha, of killing, if the stone eventually hits somebody who is Jewish and that person dies. So at the point of time where he throws the stone, it's not clear who the stone is going to hit, if anyone. It can possibly hit somebody who is Jewish and then the person will be Chayiv Skila, and it could possibly hit somebody not who is not Jewish and then the person who hits will not be Chayiv Skila. The person who threw the stone will not be Chayiv. So they say over there, at that point in time, if we were going to give Hasra to the person who is about to throw the stone, we're telling the person you are about to throw the stone. And throwing the stone itself is not the Avera. The Avera is when he hits somebody who is Chayiv, who upon hitting that, killing that person, he will be Chayiv Skila. So the Maisa Avera is not complete, and there is a doubt, there is a suffix in the actual Maisa Aveira, whether there will be a Maisa Aveira at all. In such a case, Taisus says that we say that that is not even considered a Hasra suffix at all. That is not a suffix. You will not be able to become Chayiv based on such a Hasra. However, over here, in the case where somebody ate Chayiv, and at the time he ate Chayiv, it was unclear whether he was a Gadol or not, but the Maisa Aveira, which is the actual action of eating the Chaylev, is complete. And we can tell to somebody, the Hasra, we can give him Hasra, the action you are about to do is 100% awesome. Now, we're not sure if you're going to become Chayiv for that action, we're not sure if you are a Gadol, but and as much as the action itself is an action, is a Maisa Aveira, and therefore such a circumstance is not considered a Hasra Safik. In fact, it is considered a Hasra Zvadai. The actual teretz of Taisus, this that Taisus over here in the sugya says that the chiddush, the nafkemina, when we say that according to Rav that somebody becomes a saris l'mashreya and therefore he will become chayiv malchus retroactively on the chayil that he ate, and that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Shev Shmeitzer in Shmeitzer Aleph Perek Gimel takes issue with this hanocha, with this statement of Tosis. He says, what would be at the time, at the actual time when you have this person who is between the age of 13 and 20, he does not know whether he is a gadol, he's still considered a katan. If he's still considered a katan, then he's not chayv mitzvahs, then he's not over, he's surim for his aveiros, and possibly he is a gadol. So he is a suffolk, he is not sure whether the maisa of eating the chaylev, the aveiro he is about to commit, is actually an aveiro. And what is the halacha in such a case? In the case of the suffolk, where we're not sure whether the thing we are about to do is an aveira, is a person allowed to do it or not? So in fact, this is a rule, a klal, that we find in all over the Gemara. And the Gemara says that a sfeika deraisa l'chumra. If somebody has a doubt, a suffolk, whether the action that he wants to do, if it is Osir, if it is prohibited or if it is permitted, the halacha is, we say, sveka derais l'chumr, and a person must be machmir, and he's not allowed to do the action because there's the potential that it's going to be an aver. However, says the Shev Shmaitzon, in such a case where we have a person over here who we're not sure whether he is a sris, we're not sure whether he's a gadol or not, under normal circumstances, he can rely on the halachic principle of roiv, and he will be allowed to eat the chalif. Says the Shev Shmaitzer, most people become gedolim when they turn 13, and this person is not part of the roiv. He doesn't have the simoni gabus. So accordingly, for him, he has a roiv that most people who do not become gedolim, they do not become a gadol physically when they turn 13, they will never become a gadol. In such a case where there is a roiv, the roiv overpowers the suffolk, and it's not considered a suffolk anymore, and one is allowed to rely on the principle of roiv that in most circumstances this thing will be mutter, and therefore he will be allowed to eat it. So in such a case, the Shev Shmaitzer asks, how could we possibly say that a person is going to get malchus after the fact when it turns out that really when he ate it v'isser? At the time that he ate it, it was mutter. He relied on the halacha of roiv, and he went after the roiv, and the roiv said that he was allowed to eat it. In fact, the Shmaitzer asks even more than that. In the actual halacha of sveika deraisa l'chumra, there is a machloikis rishonim. This, that whenever there's a suffolk, a person is mechuyev, is obligated to be machmir, is that in itself a halacha min ha-Torah, or is it only a halacha midrabon? Most Rishonim hold that the halacha sveika deraisa l'chumra is min ha-Torah, and in such a case, if there was a real doubt, a real suffolk, whether somebody would be allowed to do this aveira, we would say that the Torah forbids him from doing this aveira. However, the Rambam holds that the Torah does not stop a person from doing something which is a suffolk, whether it's an aveira or not. It's only midrabon, and the Chachamim made a takono that a person is not allowed to do such a thing. Therefore, the Shev Shmaitzer says, in such a case, even if I wouldn't have a roif, such a case, how can we say that a person is going to eat the chalev today, and tomorrow he's going to discover that at the time he ate the chalev, he was a gadol, and therefore he's chayiv malchus? How can he chayiv malchus for something that at the time he and he ate it, the Torah allowed him to eat it? Because at the time it was sveika deraisa, and sveika deraisa min ha-Torah, according to the Rambam, is l'kula, and he's allowed to be lenient, and he's allowed to go ahead and eat it. So Shev Shmaitzer says that in regard to the shita of all the other Rishonim, besides for the Rambam, we can answer. We can say that even though the halacha is that we have a roiv, that most people become a gadol. And how do they become a gadol? Because the halacha is that if they have sirus after they turn, they have hairs that grow after they become 13, that is a simon that shows that they are a gadol. And this person is a sris, he does not have that simon. However, the Gemara says that even people who do not have the simon, it's not necessarily true that we can say that they never grew any sirus, they never had any hairs. It's possible that they really had hairs and they really became a gadol, but the hairs fell out. The Gemara says, Chashin and Shem and Oshur, there is a chashash. We can say that maybe these hairs fell out. Therefore,
The Shmaisa says that we would not be allowed to rely on the roiv, even min hatoira, and say that we have a roiv that the person would be allowed to eat it. So therefore, it would not be mutter to eat. It would be also to eat, and therefore the person could give him asra, don't eat this, because you might be author, and you might be chayiv malchus, and then after the fact it will be chayiv malchus. However, the Shev Shmaita says we cannot answer this, this will not answer the sheet of the Rambam, that even if it's not a roiv, even if it's a 50-50 sofik, even if it's a toss-up, whether the person will end up being a gadol at the mafreya, and we don't know right now whether he's considered a gadol or not, it will be mutter for him right now to go ahead and eat this chayiv. Therefore, the Shmaita says we will have to explain the Gemara according to the Rambam differently than Tosfos. Tosfos explains the Gemara that the Nafkemino, this that he becomes a gadol mafreya is if he will receive malchus for the chaylev that he ate. And the case is where when he ate the chaylev originally, he was amazing. However, the Rambam will learn the Gemara differently. The Rambam will learn that he didn't eat this chaylev b'mezit, he ate the chaylev b'shoigik. And halacha is that someone who eats chaylev b'shoigik is chayv to bring a carbon. But again, he's only chayv to bring a carbon if he was a shogeg, and he didn't know it was chaylev when he ate it, only if he is a gadol. If he is not a gadol, if he's a katan, he's not obligated to bring a carbon. And this halacha, that he will be obligated to bring a carbon, is not dependent on the hasra at all. And therefore, even if at the time it was a safek and it was mutter, it was a 50-50 tosaf, whether he was be allowed to eat it or not, but if after the fact we determine that really he was a gadol, he will still be considered a shogeg, and since he will be considered a shogeg, he will be chayiv to bring a carbon chatos.